Welcome to the Sunday morning broadcast of the Vermont Fellowship of the Fishermen Ministry. If you would like to support this ministry and our programs, please go to our website at www.thefishermanministry.org and click the donation button on the site. Thank you for your support.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Northfield Falls, Vermont service. Let us praise and worship the Lord.
Heavenly Father, come before you today, Lord, and we ask that you just open our hearts unto your words, Lord. And Lord, we ask that what you have for us to hear and for us to share will glorify thy name. In Jesus' name, amen.
Lord, give the Lord a cheer.
Hallelujah, Lord.
I am not my own. I was bought with a price. I was purchased with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. All my debts were paid by his sacrifice. Hallelujah to the Lamb who redeemed my life. Just with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. All my debts were paid by his sacrifice. Hallelujah to the Lamb who redeemed my life. I am not my own. I was bought with a price. I was purchased with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. All my debts were paid by his sacrifice. Hallelujah to the Lamb who redeemed my life.
Still working out the bugs here. Just putting on the wrist. Our God is an awesome.
in life, and in his best, our God is an awesome God. And the Lord wasn't joking when he kicked him out of Eden. It wasn't for no reason that he shed his blood. His turn is very close, so you better be believing that our God is an awesome God.
Good morning, everyone. There we go. That was a great song. God is awesome. I wanted to talk today a little bit about things of the world that we all have to deal with each and every day, things that sometimes get us down, maybe make us anxious, and put us in a different place that we shouldn't be. But and each and every one of us deals with that. I don't care who you are. It just is the way the world is. But there is good news. And the good news is that God loves us. He loves us very much. And I want to turn to Romans 8:35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake, we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. So throughout the Bible, there are many, many places where God tells us that he loves us. And very often, I think, we find ourselves turning away from that. And we find ourselves, you know, again, in places that we shouldn't be and doing things that may be displeasing to our Father. But just know that through God's power, he has told us he loves us, no matter what we do, if we repent and we reach out to him in prayer and acknowledge him, you can be sure that he loves us. And it is throughout the Bible in many, many passages. I want to turn also to Romans 5:8. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So, God loved us so much that he gave his only son for our sins. I mean, how much more proof does anybody need? And I could go on and on and on through different passages in the Bible where the Lord tells us that he loves us. And so as we get into situations where we worry or anxious, we know those are not things of the Lord. You just have to turn to him and let his love come on to you by speaking to him, talking to him, praising him, and turning away from doing things that are displeasing to him. So my message would be one of hope and love and rejoicing in our Father in heaven and Jesus Christ. That's pretty much what I have to say for today. I guess Jim is coming up here next.
Good morning. Well, one thing I've been really dealing with this week, I think I'm just going to do a little testimony. Back, about 3 or 4 weeks ago, I decided I was going to come back and join in the fellowship of the Lord. And, you know, nobody's friend out there, Satan, he decided he wanted to try to get his hands in the mix and prevent that from happening. One of the very first things that happened was I was offered a position at work, which would be a step forward, an increase of pay, increase of benefits, you know, all that good stuff that the world just thinks is a wonderful thing. And I have to honestly admit, I was tempted. It was to take the second shift supervisory position, adding some extra training skills that I have into it with the work that I do. And, man, it was tempting. It was tempting. There was plenty of things that said, yeah, go for it. This is what I've been looking for. But the Lord and a little help from my wife, you know, discussing it with her, reminded me that, you know, I'm just new back into the Lord. I need to be on a time frame and a time schedule that will work with everybody within the church. And if I head out at 2 o'clock in the afternoon and go to work and come home at 11:30 at night, doesn't really work for everyone. And so I told them that I could not take the position. You know, I kind of bit the bullet because it was offered, but it was kind of offered in such a way where they really wanted me there. And, I told them that I needed to continue on days, and I spoke forth that I had just come back into the Lord, and that I needed to maintain the fellowship with the group. And just need to trust God in all things. And my supervisor said, Jim, that's a wonderful thing. I'm glad you're doing that, though we really would like you on that shift. there's just so many things that just continually will try to take your eyes off the Lord. So many things that will try to tempt you. I was looking through various different scriptures, and I never really found one particular that stood out to me on this one, except for that, you know, to just trust God in all things. Back a couple weeks ago, I spoke of when I walked outside and we were all getting really sick of the rain and the nasty weather. And I saw the birds flying over, and the Lord quickened to me that, you know, what's it matter? I take care of the animals. I'll take care of you guys. I just have been really focusing lately on just trying to get closer with God and to stay in that. And I've been trying very hard to leave the old worldly things behind, though they keep popping up and trying to tempt me. So keep me in prayer. Please do. I do love the Lord, and I do want to get back up there to where I was back 5 years ago or more, and go way beyond that. And I know that I cannot do that myself. I have to do that through the power and thanksgiving and love and forgiveness of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Day into night, you can turn the dark into light. You can take a soul that was lost, turn it around. Lord, on my own, my heart can turn as hard as a stone. You can make it tender again with your love. Stir up a hunger.
Kind of a rough morning here, trying to get things sorted out and working like they should. But, you know, the Lord is always faithful. And, you know, the Lord can take, He can turn the day, the night into day. He can turn the dark into light. And He can take a soul that was lost, and He can turn it around. We can't do it on our own, because on our own, our hearts can turn as hard as stone. But with His love, He can make our hearts tender again towards Him through His love, through His mercy, through His grace. Ask Him to stir up a hunger within our hearts that nothing but Jesus will satisfy. See, Jesus, you turn your life over to Jesus, He'll never leave you. We have the choice to walk away from Him because we have a free will. But we go back to Him and ask forgiveness and put our eyes on Him. He is always faithful. So, yes, we'll play another song and then probably have Jeannie come up here.
Mountain that flows like a river from
Well, good morning, everyone. Another day to praise and serve the Lord. I'm going to go back to what Raul said about how God loves us. Yes, he loves us. He died on the cross. But do we love him? Do we love him? Do we believe him? So I'm going to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 4. Obviously, the Apostle Paul is sending this letter to the Corinthians, but let's hear these words to us. 1 Corinthians 1, verse 4. I thank my God always on your behalf for the grace of God, which is given you by Jesus Christ, that in everything ye are enriched by him, in all utterance and in all knowledge, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you, so that ye come behind in no gift, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall also confirm you unto the end, that ye may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's something I want to be, is blameless. Blameless means without rebuke, unreprovable. Verse 9. God is faithful, by whom ye were called unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that ye be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. In verse 9, the word fellowship, I looked that up, and that is to participate in Jesus Christ, not just with each other here, but to participate in him, getting to know him. And in that way, if we're all doing that, we will be together in the same mind and the same judgment. The only thing that can separate us from the love of Jesus Christ is ourself. And I have done that many times, not believing he would forgive me for certain things, but that's separating myself from him. He died for every one of my sins yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And that's awesome. You know, God is awesome. So we can always press into that. Yes, we need to ask for forgiveness, but the forgiveness means we really got to change from what we were doing and just keep believing him no matter what. And if we fall again, we ask forgiveness, and he is there quick like lightning to restore you. I mean, quick. He is so awesome. I guess that's all I have to say. Praise the Lord. We're going to hear some more music here.
Save me.
in that good old-fashioned way. Tell me about a man that walked the shores of Galilee, that opened up the blinded eyes of them that could not see. Told me that he healed the sick and made the dumb to talk. He also said unto the lame, take up thy bed and walk. That is why I'm thankful, that's why I sing and shout. God put something in my heart that I can shout about. Thankful 'cause he heard my prayers and answered me that day. I'm thankful 'cause he saved me in that good old-fashioned way. That is why I'm thankful, that's why I sing and shout. God put something in my heart that I can shout about. Thankful 'cause he heard my prayers and answered me that day. I'm thankful 'cause he saved me in that good old-fashioned way.
Lord, we come to you in prayer. Dear God, we thank you today for the fellowship that we've had. And I pray that your word that has been spoken here reaches out and touches everybody, especially those who are in need of your word. So, Lord, bless everyone. And again, thank you for letting us gather today to worship you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us.
You are listening to the Eagle Radio Network. Our programming is listener-driven. If you'd like to help support the Eagle Radio Network to be able to continue providing programming, please click the donate button located on our site at www.eagle-radio.com. Thank you for your support.